This is Kurt Elling inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones. You should do that. It's going to be killing.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy some great jazz. Each week, we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. Today, we welcome one of our living legends, singer-songwriter Kurt Elling. We met briefly after his set at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival. We'll talk about his CD Super Blue, The Iridescent Spree, and the number of people who have lifted him up through the years. You're listening now to Bounce It. Enjoy.
Bat, bat, beat, sting and stir. Tap it in a toe tap, bounce and blur. Rim shot, slap, spit and spank. We're dancing dap, spank-a-lank. Rank-a-tank, get ready, cause we're coming at you super blue. And there ain't nothing that we'd really rather or don't wanna do. We're super blue, we're back to back with tracks that stack to give that groove a smack attack.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Kurt Elling.
Thank you, Joan.
Oh, my gosh. I got such had so much fun.
It's so
watching.
Jazzy here in a jazz room. It's really
we
jazzy,
try.
Man. Look, you got a picture of Miles up here. You got a picture of Train. You got all kind of
and I got
memorabilia.
Billy over there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Is that a tie that Duke Ellington used to? I think it is. That's what it says on the wall.
Oh, it's... I know.
Where did you get Thelonious Monk's socks? Now, how did you get that? And where did you get that? You got that framed. You got some monk socks up on the wall. People, you need to visit the Jazz Room. I'm telling you, it's a plethora of ephemera.
How long have you been in the business now, Kurt?
Oh, about 100 years.
It doesn't feel like that just today. Just today.
Yes.
I get that. I get that. I always like to ask people, when you found your voice, or did your voice find you, or what happened?
Oh, I don't know. I think, you know, I think the jazz musicians on the Chicago scene, you know, they gave me the opportunity. They opened up the doors, and they embraced me, and they encouraged me, and they showed me that I could have a life in this music when I really was just out there somewhere. I mean, Von Freeman, the great senior statesman of the Chicago scene when I was coming up. You know, Eddie Johnson, one of the original members of the Louis Jordan Band, was on the scene, and they were both so encouraging to me. And then to get to sing for John Hendricks early on and to have him embrace me, and Mark Murphy, and, you know, it was really like, it was the musicians who told me that I was welcome and that I was a part of it. And I bow to them, and I bow to their example of generosity, and I bow to their goodness and their kindness.
Yeah, I know. It's jazz musicians. The legacy of jazz musicians is lifting up the next generation. Whoever comes on the scene, oh yeah, you're good, man.
If they've got the goods, then it's on.
Here's another cut from his album, titled Right About Now.
And the wind is throwing its weight around. It's so cold, and it blows right through me. I need your love. I sure could use your love, right. They say every soul needs some searching, but I just don't know which way to begin. Could you give me something to go on? I need your love. I sure could use your love. Now that it's late at night, I can see things clearly. Must be something I could do. I feel like calling, but it's much too early for you. So I'm up here writing this song, but tonight the words have come out wrong. I think I'll just let my heart speak. I need your love. I sure could use your love right about now. I need your love. I sure could use your love.
tell me a little bit about your growing up, your family. How did your...
Well, my father was a church musician, and so there was music around all the time. You know, it was straight music, so it was, you know, Bach and, you know, Lutheran hymns, but I learned a sense of counterpoint. And there's a certain swing element to it. I mean, Bach, when it's played right, it has a different swing, but it definitely has a propulsion, and it has a magnetism. And my father was a World War II vet, so there was, you know, some Sinatra around the house, and some maybe like some Benny Goodman and some, you know, that kind of a vibe. And, you know, it's sort of like it was a matter of slow but steady exposure, so that by the time I was, you know, old enough to make the scene in jazz clubs, I was really hungry to do it. Because until that time, I hadn't met any living jazz musicians, and I thought they were just all on recordings, or all in another planet, or maybe they were all deceased, or somehow inaccessible to me. And as I say, you know, when I met Von Freeman, you know, right away there was an electric spark. And when I met so many musicians on the Chicago scene, you know, there was just an acceptance and an embrace and a reason for me to continue to want to come back again and again.
Listen now to Freeman Square.
Was seen a pyrotechnic kind of sheen, a laughing clown, a fountain of ODV now, an iridescent spree now, and it's crimson and yellow and orange, oh, a valet like Violet B was with her everlasting god, stopping mid-June when she found a purple berry pie, when the intro of a very weird gum chew was done over and through. Let's be kings of the nighttime scene, to manage cats who bust out of the seams of what it means. Bless the sun if it made no money, I got a stack of lines within me, a guarantee to open what shut. What? I'm a cat who struts uncut, stalking the halls of every club you can conceive, imagine or dream up. I've got an ollie-bolly syllable team up. Grease is up a dormant, it's satisfaction, a catalyst action, mixing a tonic fix to overcome any guest list is twist upon a late arrival. It's club survival. Hammering the sun is bumping up. Hack and dig, city strutting into the light. Y'all boogieing and cooking with the grooviest women there. Shutting down the night is sunny. You might not want to electively push a button in your chair, but you're off the thinking that you're digging, sinking.
There's something funny, can I do with a do? Can I do with within your own mindset and dig it? Unless you're Miles Davis, there's always some brother, some other smoother than you. So don't you worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. You got plenty of bells to ring. So grab that bad thing you bang and swing on down to Freeman Square.
Bit about your most recent CD.
Well, the thing that's just coming out now is a project that I've been working on with Charlie Hunter, the incredible virtuoso guitar player who we just made the gig here in Pittsburgh. And we were both dying during COVID, and we decided to make a record over COVID. And so we made Super Blue One, and we did it with my friends Corey Fonville and DJ Harrison from the band Butcher Brown, and they've been on both of the records now. They're so inventive, they're so creative, and they're so, you know, vibrant and electric with their ideas. And now we have Super Blue 2, a thing called the Iridescent Spree, which is a real step, I think, beyond what we did on the first record, because now COVID is over and we can make a lot more things happen in the same room at the same time together.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of the cuts that you really say, yeah, I like the way they came out?
Oh, well, you know, I'm happy with all of them, but I think the cover of the Joni Mitchell thing, you know, Black Crow, I think the second cut on there, Freeman Square, that's named for my mentor that I've mentioned a couple of times now, Von Freeman. I think the Ornette Coleman hit that we do, Lonely Woman, is... I mean, I'm very proud of that, and I'm so grateful to DeNardo Coleman for letting me record it and write a lyric for his father's music. You know, those are a couple, three of the pieces that I'm really excited about.
Up next is Only the Lonely Woman.
Lonely in the night she wanders, drifting through rain and thunders. Folks who notice never care, singing her heartache. She's just some lonely. Once she was beloved, no pauper. She was somebody's daughter. Ruin caught her unaware. Now she cries heartache. She's just alone.
once she loved a man, but his ambition was to run a prison. He turned love into slow torture. He was a soul saboteur. Now she suffers all the weather. Can't get herself together. She's the wreckage of affairs. Men sold and bought her. Made her alone. There, just some mangled concrete's her chair, but this corner is her home, this bus stop's her throne, though no heat, no phone, no bed's her own, she waits all alone, said he would treat her like a lady, he called her baby. Well, she's nobody's baby now. He gave her reefer and a ring, furs a fox, silk stockings for her socks and everything. He spirited her so far away. Everything was foreplay. But then she got dismayed when he traded for pay. Man, that cat had just betrayed her. Son, that pimp pervade her. Everybody laid her, filleted her. That marquise decided he played her, frayed her, slayed her, straight murdered the girl that was her. Now she suffers all the weather. Can't pull herself together. She's a lesson, love's a snare. Staggering heartache made her a lonely woman. So watch your back and forswear.
I'm so happy that we were able to talk with you.
Thank you.
We have a very short show. It's a half an hour.
All right.
So what we do is we like to interview the artist and feature just that artist's music for the whole half hour.
Well, thank you so much
and
for having me.
And that's what we're going to do for you.
Because
I know I can see it's been a long day.
Every day's a long day. You know, people ask about jet lag, and I tell them the secret is you just be tired all the time. Doesn't matter what hour it is. Just be and feel however you feel. And if you're on the road as a musician, you're going to be tired. So just embrace that and be joyful. And you get to meet lovely people such as yourself and get to, you know, make music for people all over the world, you know, so
gratitude.
And you
get to sit in a cool room.
You dig. Here it is. I'm telling you, Thelonious Monk socks up on the wall. You don't get to see that every day. They're a little holy. And when I say holy, I mean H-O-L-Y. So check that out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us in the Jazz Room, Kurt Elling.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks for having me.
Finally, here's the Joni Mitchell cover of Black Crow. Learn more about Kurt Elling at kurtelling.com.
Black and ragged, traitor, traitor, train. He's black as the highway that is leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like that black crow flying in a blue sky. I took a ferry to the highway. Then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi and the taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long. How am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like that black crow flying in a blue sky. In search of love and music, my whole life has illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shiny little thing. I'm just like that black crow flying in a blue sky.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time with us in the Jazz Room. You will see photos of Kurt Elling and many more artists on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
I looked up at the morning after being up all night. I dug on my haggard face in the bathroom light. I looked out the window and I saw that ragged soul take flight. Man, I saw that black crow flying up in the blue sky. I saw that black crow flying in a blue. Da 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 da